Welcome to the Teach and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Mike Raymer, Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Economic Education, an organization whose mission is to help teachers teach economics and personal finance. Come along as we spend time with some great teachers to learn more about what it's really like in the classroom. Today's guest on the Teach and Tell podcast is Matt Pearson from Nebraska. Matt, you don't mind telling us a little bit more about yourself and your teaching career? I understand you're recently out of the classroom.
Yes. I spent 13 years in the classroom in an urban district in Omaha. I was part of Omaha Public Schools, which is the largest district in Nebraska by far. Nothing even gets close to the size of OPS. I taught at Bryan High School, which was where I was for my student teaching as well. So I actually spent 14 years there total. Taught social studies. I'm a social studies person, not a business person. So I know that's kind of a weird thing sometimes in the economic world to be one or the other, but I'm a social studies person. So I taught world, US, government, geography, economics, Omaha history, academic decathlon. I taught everything, but I did end up with economics. That kind of ended up being my passion subject for sure. Economics and world history are probably my two favorites.
All right, I gotta back up.
So, and yeah, that was it. And then just recently, I became the associate director for the Nebraska Council on Economic Education.
Awesome. Did you say there's a course on Omaha history?
There is a course on Omaha history.
Like, is it a year-long course?
No, it's only a semester. It's an elective. Usually about five or six of the kids in there are really, really, really into it. And it goes all the way from like pioneer, like fur trading and Native American tribes all the way to like 80s and 90s Omaha. So okay. It doesn't sound super exciting for a lot of people, but Omaha in the early 1900s, though, was very, very seedy. Lots of gambling and mafia action, and the kids enjoy that part quite a bit.
Okay, give me one tidbit about Omaha history that I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Omaha's first mayor was Cowboy Jim Dahlman. He actually murdered somebody in Texas and fled to Omaha and got hooked up with the mafia, and they helped him win the election to be the mayor.
There you go.
Yep.
The Teach and Tell podcast is coming strong with Omaha history facts. Thank you for that. All right, Matt, so let's jump in here. My first question to you is, what do you think is the most rewarding part of being a teacher?
I think the most rewarding part is just the interactions. I mean, we all really love our subjects, and like, especially in socials, like every teacher has that one subject they're really, really passionate about usually, and they love that subject. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, the interactions with the kids and just, you know, being able to see them understand things that are difficult, or see them, you know, understand things that maybe they didn't understand before. I think it's just that, like, getting to watch them grow. I mean, in high school, you get to see them for 4 years sometimes, and you know, getting to see them grow and mature and try new things, and then getting to see them, you know, hopefully be able to be successful. And then afterwards, seeing those kids be successful in life past then. So
I taught mostly seniors, but sometimes I taught freshmen, but I would love to see them as freshmen. And then again, as seniors, completely different people, which usually is for the better. They've matured quite a bit. It's one of the things I liked about teaching. All right. So everyone knows teaching is kind of filled with many challenges. So what do you think is the greatest challenge of being a teacher? And if you had a magic wand and you could wave it and change one thing about the profession, what would it be?
Boy, that is the, that's the magic question right there. The greatest challenge is probably everything but teaching. Teaching, I think, is something that comes naturally to a lot of people. I often, you know, if people just either have it or they don't sometimes when it comes to just getting in front of students and being able to interact with them and simplify material, the greatest challenge is everything else. It's dealing with a variety of challenges. I was in a school that was 89% free and reduced lunch. So we were, I mean, all of my students almost were having parents who were working multiple jobs. They were working jobs. They were taking care of their parent, their brothers and sisters. I mean, dealing with everything outside of the classroom was the hardest thing because kids are bringing in stuff from, maybe a bad family situation, a bad whatever it is, and having to kind of be both a teacher, but also a counselor and a psychiatrist and a social worker and a all those other things are kind of what I think the challenge is. If it was just getting in there and teaching and working with the kids, it'd be great. It's the challenge is really everything else. It's dealing with the politics of it, the social work aspect, the social emotional issues, dealing with all that stuff can really get, kind of heavy for sure.
And don't forget you have hall duty as well and have to coach probably, right?
I coached soccer almost all 13 years. So yeah,
Right.
add that on, add being out in the hallway, add going to games and announcing and stuff like that. And yeah, there's so much else.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%. When the bell rings and the door closes, that's the easy part. It's all the other stuff you got to deal with. Matt, what's your single, if you can come up with a single, what's your single favorite teaching memory?
My single favorite teaching memory. That's a tough one. I mean, 13 years is a long time, so there's a lot. I'm gonna say probably anytime I took kids to the art museum in town. I taught academic decathlon, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like an academic competition that you compete in all these different areas. And art is one of the areas. And we are lucky enough to have a pretty good art museum in town that's no cost. And they will also like help you get buses and stuff like that. So every year I would send them my art subject of the year. And we would get to go down to the art museum and they would walk us around and show us things that were in our realm. And then the kids got to wander around. And I think my favorite thing about it was seeing kids who had never been to an art museum in their life and they thought this was going to be the worst day of their life and actually like enjoying it and telling me they wanted to go back and like really like a total culture clash for them, like taking them somewhere that was just like extremely opulent. It's a very like marble and gorgeous building, and they were definitely not prepared, I think, to enjoy it. They were definitely prepared to think it was stupid, and they didn't. They actually really liked it. It was kind of similar to, we used to go to an art film theater in town, usually once a year, because they had a similar program where they would have a bunch of films that you could pick from, and then they would bring the kids in, show them the film, and they'd talk to them about it. And I usually tried to pick one again that was kind of in our realm for academic decathlon. And every year the kids were like, well, this movie's gonna be terrible. It's in black and white. This one doesn't even have sound. Like, we're not going. And every year they would enjoy it. So being able to kind of open kids' eyes, I think, is my favorite teaching memory. Like, open them up to the world around them a little bit, even if we're just in Omaha.
That's great. Field trips. Can't say enough about field trips. And it seems like as kids get older, like they have fewer and fewer opportunities for field trips. Yeah, I was a big fan of field trips back in the day.
Yeah, I got made fun of a lot for going on so many, but like other teachers would give me crap for always being on field trips. And but it was like, why not get these kids out there and get them seeing things that they're not normally going to go see?
Yeah, the question is why aren't those other teachers doing it? Like,
I guess. I mean, I guess if you teach math, I don't know where you go, but
oh yeah,
yeah.
good point. All right, so Matt, let's pretend it's the, well, this is just recent for you. It's the last period of the last day of your teaching career before the bell rings. I got one more lesson in me. What lesson are you going to teach to end it on a high note?
Well, so I'm gonna go with economics, obviously. I probably should. It's literally in my job title. So I'm gonna go with economics. I'm probably going to do the probably either like a Shark Tank or some sort of like mini entrepreneurship thing. I used to do either Shark Tank or I would have them make their own food trucks, and we would use that to go through the factors of production.
Nice.
And so either one of those, probably, just because I always loved seeing like the ridiculous things that kids would come up with. Like some of them were super brilliant. Like I had a student who wanted to put a little like spring on the bottom of a Pringles can to like raise the level up as you ate them, so you didn't have to get your hand stuck in the thing and like break them,
It's genius.
which yeah was awesome.
Why don't
Like
we
that
have
one
that?
was fantastic. Whereas also I had students who wanted a Xbox that also had a toaster on it so they could eat Pop-Tarts and play Xbox at the same time.
Never leave the house.
So they were always fun. The kids always really got into it. So I think that would be probably because I think some of the best activities are the ones where you just let them go
Yeah.
and watch them just kind of figure out weird stuff, and you're not demanding something every like 5 minutes of them. You're just kind of letting them think for a while. I think that's always really fun. And if it was my last day too, like I don't want to be, too stressed out. So I'll let them go think a while.
Okay. Now I'm thinking about the Pringles can. Make it just like a giant chapstick, right? Where you
He
screw
called
the
it Springles too,
bottom.
which I thought was genius.
Oh, that should, yeah. Hopefully that kid will be a billionaire and they'll
I
remember
know, right? I need to get her in contact with Lay's, obviously. This is one of my first years of teaching, though, so I don't even know. Maybe she is inventing that for Lay's right now.
Pringles. I like that. All right, Matt. So one of the things we're trying to do with the podcast is sort of share strategies and resources with other teachers who might be listening, things they might not know about. Can you think of any strategies or resources or apps or organizations or whatever that you think every teacher should know about to make them better teachers?
Well, I think my boss would kill me if I didn't say that the Nebraska Council on Economic Education is a wonderful resource
There you go.
for all of these things. So make sure that gets in there because I want to make sure she hears that.
Okay.
My favorite thing, though, I'm a huge pop culture person. There wasn't a single lecture where I didn't have TV clips or movie clips or something in there constantly. So I'm going to say, like, the Econ Media Library and all those, like, Economics of the Office or Economics of Parks and Rec or the Seinfeld or all those websites out there. I think those are awesome because I loved building all those little things in there and using them to, teach really hard subjects. I think something that people forget about economics is it's hard. Like economics is hard. People in college struggle a lot with economics. And like I'm trying to teach it to sophomores in high school. Like I always told kids, like, if you understand like 50% of what we're going to talk about, you're beating like 80% of the public. So good for you for even understanding 50% of it. So I think using like movie clips, TV clips, like I always use Monsters, Inc. and Willy Wonka and stuff like that. I think using those is probably my favorite strategy because it's the kids don't expect it because they're not looking for economics in those places. But as like the nerds that, I'm going to say we, because I'm assuming you are too.
Sure.
As the nerds that we are, like when we watch stuff like that, we're constantly going, well, that's economics. That's economics. That's economics. And so I think that's a fun way to do it. Other great ones, the Fed is always good, for teachers. They have so much stuff out there. Yeah, there's just so many good ones. The
Okay.
council, obviously, the National Council, the Econ Ed Links of the world. There's just so much good stuff. Econ teachers are so lucky. I hear this all the time. Like history teachers, geography teachers will be like, "Well, is there something like this for me?" And I'm like, "No, there's not." So that's why you should come teach econ and not hate it so much. Like,
No.
there's just so much stuff out there for econ. It's unbelievable. Like, you have to pick. You have to like make a choice, which is econ as well. You have to make a choice of which activity am I going to use this year for this subject instead of like, are there any for this
Yeah.
subject, which is really nice.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's no Omaha Council for the history of Omaha.
No, there is not. There's a couple old guys in a like library somewhere with some old stuff that they'll let you look at, but it certainly is not very exciting. So,
There you go. All right, Matt.
yep.
Let's bring this home with my favorite question of the day. So which actor is going to play you when Hollywood finally gets around to making a movie about your celebrated teaching career?
Whew. All right, I'm gonna go with someone who people always say I sound like. I don't technically look like this person, I don't think. But I know that I sound like them, I think I've been told. Is Seth Rogen.
Oh.
I've had students tell me that almost every single year that I sound like him. My wife and I were in a diner in Moab, Utah one time, and the waitress comes out and she goes, "Hey, can you talk real quick?" I'm like, yeah. And like the whole kitchen staff was like waiting to hear me talk because she had told them that I sound like Seth Rogen. So
Nice.
I guess Seth Rogen should probably play me. I don't think I look like him, but I guess he should probably play me because everyone's always told me that I sound like him.
That works for me. He's got a
Yeah.
beard. You got a beard, right? I
Yeah,
see.
I got a beard. He has more money than I do, but I mean, that's about it.
Okay. You have more soccer scarves than him, though.
I do have more soccer scars than him, and I think I might be able to teach econ better than him. So,
Definitely. Matt, I have
yeah.
one bonus question. It might stump you. You're a big jersey guy. You like uniforms and things like that. You can only pick one team uniform, any sport. That's it. One for the rest of the world. What's the best team uniform that you can think of?
Oh man. That's a tough one.
I know. That's why I asked.
So I'm gonna go with soccer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go with my team because I'm gonna go with the Arsenal, the mighty Arsenal here.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the bruised banana jerseys. I
Oh.
feel like there's no jersey that better encapsulates Arsenal than the bruised banana. The bruised banana is, I'm gonna go with the bruised banana Arsenal jerseys for sure.
Good answer. And if anyone's
Thank
thinking,
you.
what's Arsenal? It's a soccer club in London.
Yeah, it's a soccer club in London who are in the top three right now in the Premier League for nobody taking credit at home, I guess. But yeah, they're killing it right now. I'm pretty
All right.
pumped.
And just as a note to the listeners out there, I know you can't see this, but I can. Matt's the first guest so far on the Teach and Tell podcast wearing a high school sweatshirt of the school that he actually taught in. I can see the
Yes.
Bryan High sweatshirt.
It's my girls soccer sweatshirt from when I used to coach girls soccer.
There you go. So shout out to
So
Bryan High School in Omaha.
yeah, shout out to Bryan High and the girls soccer team. I coached them for 2 or 3 years
Nice.
after coaching boys for a long time.
Wonderful.
Yep.
All right. So Matt Pearson, I can't thank you enough for joining us on the Teach and Tell podcast. And more importantly, I want to thank you for being an outstanding educator in the classroom. I was never in your classroom, but I can tell you're a great teacher. And thank you for continuing to help teach teachers in Nebraska.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on.
All right, our pleasure. We'll see you again.
Yes. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Teach and Tell podcast. Help us spread the word and promote great teachers by giving us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'm Mike Raymer, and I'm here to remind you that econ is life.